eat everything with pork, plus gherkins. This is what we like.
Lucas Jahaski says his food job's proving popular with customers in Sussex. All the products come from his home country, Poland. Lucas is one of nearly 20,000 people from countries like Poland and Slovakia who now live here.
I'm a qualified building technician and I can't find a work in my country, even with my diploma. In here, I can be an electrician, I can be any builder because I learned to do that. And in here, it's easy to get the job.
It seems immigration from Eastern Europe is dividing people in Sussex.
We send people to other countries, so why not have people come back here so long as they're prepared to work?
We've got to have immigration, whether we like it or not, but we've got to have something on the borders.
I've got older children and I worry for them that the jobs aren't going to be there when they're older.
It's good to have a mix of people from all over, like it can only sort of help really.
We can't look after the people we've got here already. They work and they send money back home, so our economy doesn't grow.
I think migration, it's kept this country going and vibrant, so yeah, I think it's okay.
UKIP's Ray Finch says only migrants with valuable skills should come here.
It's not a problem specifically with anybody from Eastern Europe. It's a problem that we don't have control of our own borders. We've got over 2.5 million people unemployed in this country.
But Lib Dem MEP Catherine Bearder says migrants from Eastern Europe make a valuable contribution.
We should be more confident in ourselves and not think that we're under such threat. I'm much more happy to welcome people and learn from them and grow myself than to be fearful of others.
Experts suggest migrants help meet skill shortages and fill vacancies. Dr. Heather Ralph is from the National Institute of Economic and Social Research.
A lot of claims have been made about migrants coming here, draining our services, coming as health tourists, benefit tourists. When you look at the evidence, which we have, you actually find there's very limited evidence for any of that.
Police launched Operation Accent to help detect crime within Arran's Eastern European community. Sergeant Neil Harvey explains.
We've got staff from Eastern Europe who work for us, who can speak their languages. There's no fear factor in coming to the police anymore. So we haven't defeated all criminality within that community, but we're certainly in a much healthier place than we were a couple of years ago.
A similar product